The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy L.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Welcome back.
Hey, y'all.
I would have played
Welcome Back.
Yes, but copyright. I don't know.
The Jeezy one or the Mace
welcome,
one?
Welcome the, back.
The Mace one. Yeah. Corey.
What's up?
How you been?
Man, oh man.
It's been
through
the
trenches.
It's been how long? 2 weeks? How long?
Three weeks.
Damn. Yeah, three.
I know.
People probably thought you was fired.
Nah. I'm making a lot of moves.
Okay.
Making a whole lot of moves. Well, that move was for my child.
Okay.
And then it was my B-day, too.
So okay.
My birthday. I just had a birthday, y'all.
When was
your birthday?
April 28th.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, you didn't even tell us.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
He's so lying. A liar.
What'd you do for your birthday?
I went to Atlantic City.
Oh, you gambled?
Yep. And I won.
How much can you tell us how much you won?
Like $200.
Oh, word.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are you spending on?
Food.
New York stuff?
Food.
What is New York trinkets?
I don't know, but I spent it on food.
New York buys food.
Beef
patties?
Food. No.
Slices?
Of what? Pizza? No. Yeah,
that's what y'all do.
We go to the nice restaurants.
Or
halal. Right.
Oh, you went halal.
It's a halal.
I went to a halal place.
You went to the bodega?
Nah, I ain't got no more bodegas in my neighborhood.
Really? Gentrified?
They gone. Yep.
Shout out to gentrification. Starbucks on every corner.
We ain't got nothing. No bodegas.
So your time away, how was your week? Your weeks?
It was a lot.
Okay.
It was very hefty.
Did you get?
I gotta go back out of town. Just letting my listeners know. But bachelorette weekend.
Who getting married?
I'm a bridesmaid, so okay. I have to be very present.
Who getting married?
One of my closest friends, Katie. Shout out to Katie.
Katie by chance white?
Yes, she is.
Of course,
that's my girl.
Okay.
Hold on. That's my grandmother name too. There are some black Katies out here.
Mm. Your grandmother name Catherine?
No, it's Katie.
Katie.
Her middle name is Katie.
Yeah, her middle name is Katie.
Oh, what's her first name?
Yeah. We're not doing that now.
Yeah.
We'll tell you
it's
off.
It's too unique.
Uh-huh. And then my last question was, what's her social?
There you go.
Jacqueline Katie Vanderbeek. Get that social, boy. L, how was your week?
It was cool, man. It was cool. I didn't do too much.
Okay.
I went to the cigar lounge.
Okay.
Just a regular.
Shout out to the cigar lounge.
Yeah, shout out to the guy in the cigar lounge coughing. Just continuously coughing.
He was inhaling.
No, it was before he even lit a cigar.
He was in the wrong place. Emphysema cough?
He was sick.
Emphysema.
I looked over at him like three times, like, come on, man. Like, gave him the look. Like,
and you were, what you call that when you, you're a germaphobe? But it's not germaphobe. It's like, is it hypochondriac? You a slight hypochondriac.
I'm a slight germaphobe too, I guess.
Yeah, he is a little bit.
Yeah.
No, girl.
You was wearing masks before COVID.
Nah, he wasn't wearing masks, but he wasn't touching nobody after that.
Shout out to secret meetings.
If you were not his immediate family, I was like, mm-mm.
Hey, it was a funny thing. I'll tell you about that.
Off mic?
During COVID.
Oh, okay.
So my daughter loves thrift shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Going to buy a whole bunch of clothes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey's mom and my daughter came to the house and, like, they had clothes and they just threw them on my chair. I almost flipped out.
Oh, because it was
I was like, yo. Hold on.
And you call me OCD.
They looked. No.
It was more germaphobe because during COVID, he was like, I don't want to touch nobody. Don't nobody give me a hug.
You had a definite valid reason, though.
Yeah.
COVID. And I got real sick one time from certain visitors.
No. I haven't caught COVID.
I didn't get COVID either, but I got real sick.
How you got
one time.
Sick and we weren't sick?
No, y'all was sick.
No, one. I was not.
That Thanksgiving, y'all came.
No. I have not been to a Thanksgiving until present time when I moved here. I haven't been to no Thanksgiving out here.
Your mom.
Yeah, it was probably her, but
your
I
mama.
Wasn't.
Your mama.
Come on, how do you anyway. Say your mama?
Yeah, let me take off the glasses now. He act like him and his wife wasn't outside.
I didn't get sick though until.
No,
we had New York visitors.
I'm glad.
But the New York visitors, no one was ever sick.
Yeah, they were.
Your
mom was sick that time. That's all I know.
Maybe she was, but yeah, I wasn't. She's the one wasn't, and the rest of us weren't.
I remember. I was real sick.
Shout
that
out
time.
To me not being the one to bicker with L. Common denominator
today.
Common denominator today.
I know he want to bicker Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, shout out to Mother's Day.
Unbelievable.
What you do? Were y'all doing something for y'all family for Mother's Day?
Nope.
You not?
I'm a mom.
So no, I'm saying like not y'all doing not doing nothing. A Mother's Day dinner or nothing.
I mean, it's regular. It's all mothers in the house, so we gonna cook. We gonna drink something. That's it. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of visitors coming to visit my grandmother.
Okay. Shout out to my mama not celebrating Mother's Day.
So. They better not be trying to get no plates.
That part.
You know how they
other
do.
People.
That part. Man, they known for it. Man. Oh, you guys are cooking?
Y'all got
we coming house. To we coming to your
what
grandmother's
they bring
house.
They never bring nothing.
They never bring anything.
I say, what if they did? You wouldn't feel no kind of way.
We can't say what if because they don't.
Never,
it's
ever.
Only very handful of people that bring anything.
And when the handful of brain stuff,
they don't be with every. They don't come with everybody else. They come individually.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got you.
We don't really like our family that much.
You don't.
Hey.
You don't. You don't.
I love my family.
Nah, they good, but
they great.
But it's the ones that come, you know, just for the plates. Mm-hmm. And I could tell
they don't come for your company.
I'm the one. I'm the bad guy too.
What do you say?
I'm the one be like, yo, son.
Yeah, he be like, oh, that's a lot of food on your plate.
And then,
and then they start leaving, and he like, you leaving already? You ate, and then you left? Like, he call them out.
But that don't stop him from coming, though.
I say with straight face, too. I don't laugh.
You should be like, I'll fix you a plate and fix him a little bit.
Nah, I ain't fix it.
You don't care that much, then. If you care that much, you'll be like, I'll fix your plate. Nah. No seconds.
It's just so much food that be around.
Oh.
I ain't making a plate.
So why?
I don't want them to come get a plate.
You just don't want them there, period.
And we can go without it, some of them.
Mm. Dang.
I'm just being me.
Say your name. Be you. Say your name.
Nah, we ain't dropping family names up here.
I'll drop them.
You better not drop no family members'
names. Hey, that one. Nah, I'm just playing.
Start some trouble.
Put my shades back on, y'all. Bright lights.
Shout out to y'all family.
Yeah, man. What's up with you? What you been up to?
Yeah, what you been up to?
Working.
How's work?
Making that money.
Work is cool. Work
make
is cool.
That money, man. Don't let it make you.
Nah, it's gonna make me.
anything for a sale?
Not anything, no.
Yeah, you would.
No, I don't cross.
He
people,
hesitated.
Like. I don't. I had. I thought you was gonna say something different.
So what if a
Go ahead, say it.
What if you know a nice
person,
looking person,
uh-huh,
came in and said, "Hey, Mr. Easy,
Mr. B Easy,
can I get an extra $1,000 off of this?" If
I don't make that decision,
yeah.
But what if you was the
I can't. We can't. What if? I'll say what if? What if? I don't make them decisions. So
okay,
yeah.
What if somebody said, "I buy this thing right now, got it all with me, got the perfect amount with me."
Mm-hmm.
If you come to the bathroom with me,
You can buy it without me coming to the bathroom.
Your sale.
If you come to the bathroom with me, I buy it
with taxes and fees included.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. This a woman.
A person.
That's a nice looking person.
I don't need to sell that bad, goddammit. We go to the bathroom, but one of us will be leaving out. You proposition me like that. You leave walking in, you be crawling out that motherfucker.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's cool. But Thursday night, you know what I'm saying? Get home from work, do my little get home from work thing. I'm chilling. Take a shower and all this and that. It was about 9:30. I'm like, man, I had eaten like basically all day. Please mute that.
Yeah, go ahead, baby.
I was like, well, I'm gonna put a little bit of potato rounds in. They like, you know, little like the little you know, like the potato things that you would get from like at breakfast time at a restaurant. I forgot what you call them. Anyway, I had a little of them. I was gonna put them in the air fryer. Mm-hmm. So I go in the kitchen. I'm like, why does it sound like my washing machine is running? I didn't turn my washing machine on. I was like, hold up, that sounds like it hitting the ground. So I go in there, and my water heater bursts. Water is ankle deep in my washroom or whatever. There's water all over the place. So, like the water department now, probably because of people like me that would go in the water box and turn your water on, they mm-hmm. put a lock on it.
Oh, word.
So, yeah. So I had to call the water department to come and unlock it so I could turn my water off to my house. So the whole time,
it's
just flooding, yeah.
Oh, man.
So then I had to get a shop vac. I had to call somebody with a shop vac. Get a shop vac. Shop
all
vac.
That water
most
pumped
of the
out.
Water out. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
Luckily, I had already took a shower for the night.
You had to take another one after all that work.
Nah, I wasn't sweating like that. I was nervous. I'm like, bro, like, for a moment, I felt helpless. Like, it's water going everywhere. Like, it was gushing out. Like, it was like, like the sound, because the water was still coming through the pipe. So then it was just gushing out the back of the water. It was like, I was like, man, this
That's
shit is crazy. It was gushing out the pipe. Yeah. But so that happened. So I get that out. I was like, all right, well, I could brush my teeth and stuff because I had bottled water and all that. I was like, well, I go to work in the morning. So I go to get in one of my cars and the battery dead. So then I jumped it with my other car, went to work, because I just wanted to drive down to work, whatever, went to work. And I drove it, you know what I'm saying, home. I mean, it crank up going home. Then last night after work, and I got off work late, the battery was dead again. So now I probably got to get a new battery for my car. But and I had to get water heater in the house. And apparently it's still not working, so I just got cold water in the house. But yeah, my battery was dead at work. I had to get a jump box from the job to jump. I wanted to drive it today to make sure that it was just the battery and the shit wasn't cranked today. So I had to drive my other car, but that was my week. Just a lot
I'm
of
so
BS.
Sorry. That's a rough week. That's a lot.
Not really.
I'd be annoyed. The house, the water in the house, I'd be.
The water gone.
Super darn annoyed.
The water gone. So I don't really like. If stuff happen,
you don't fret.
No.
That's good.
Nah, I'm alive. I got a roof.
I'll be like,
nah.
Crying. Mm-mm. I'm kidding.
So that was my week.
I'm just angry.
Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know your weeks, how y'all been doing. Mm-hmm. Y'all watching, you know, you've been going.
You know what? Tell me about that. I know I'm just sitting here. I'm hungry right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that Zaxby thing that you.
Oh, yeah, I did mention that Zaxby. So, all right. So at work, we have a monthly meeting or whatever. They give away stuff. Mm-hmm. So I got a Zaxby's gift card. So I went to Zaxby's for lunch. Matter of fact, Thursday. Was it Thursday? Yeah, it was Thursday. I went for lunch and got a quesadilla wrap.
Yeah.
The bacon chicken joint. Bacon ranch, bacon chicken ranch quesadilla joint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shit good. Mm.
Do you see how young Omar Epps look on that commercial?
He's on a commercial? I didn't
know. He's on the commercial.
I don't really see Zaxby's commercials.
Yeah, he's on that commercial.
They AI'd him.
He you think that what it was?
No, I'm too.
I was like, oh, okay.
I didn't
I'm
see
talking
it.
Trash.
He definitely don't look like Power.
You think he lost weight?
Definitely did.
He probably he looked like he had like dark circles in his eyes. So yeah. I wonder if he had like he was sick Like he just wasn't healthy, wasn't eating right, and then now he started eating right, got small, and
yeah, he looked young again.
He looked better. Yeah, good for him. Good for him.
But how was it?
That shit busting. Yeah. So I had one that for lunch, and I was shit. I got money on this card. I'm gonna go get another one. So I got one after I like went to my mama's house and took a shower. When this Zaxby's got me another one, and then on the way to the studio today, I got me another one. So
dang, okay,
yeah. So they good to me.
I was about to stop there and get one on the way when I ran out.
You should've.
Now, there's so much traffic out there today.
Oh, Mother's Day.
Yeah, man, it looked like 5 o'clock.
Yesterday, it was worse.
Work?
Horrible.
Yeah. It looked like 5 o'clock out there right now.
It was raining here yesterday, so I don't know. Well, a lot of traffic came to my job yesterday, so that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That's,
huh?
That's great.
Yeah. What y'all been watching?
I try to catch up on Lioness. I know I'm way behind.
Oh, you on the second season?
Yeah, the newest one?
That's the second season, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on that. Probably about 6 episodes in.
This season, that season is way better than the first season to me.
She's just so emotional on this one, though.
Okay. You don't like emotions?
I do, but come on, chill. A little bit. Get tough again. Oh, you tough. You tough, right? You be all right.
That's all you been watching?
I watched an old movie the other day, Coffee.
Coffee.
So New York.
Coffee.
Who? Pam Grier.
Oh, it came out in the 90s?
No.
Oh, Coffee 70s. Brown. Is it Coffee Brown? Ain't that the name of it?
Nah, I think there was a couple of them. So there was like Coffee Revenge or Coffee This, whatever.
Oh, it's just Coffee?
I think it's just Coffee.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know she was so topless in it.
Oh, you got to see her titties.
That much in the movie, like the whole movie.
She showed a whole lot back then.
Yeah.
She ain't have no shame in her game.
I was watching before I went to bed one day.
Coffee with a K though, right?
Yeah.
Coffee.
So. It's Coffee Brown. I thought it was Coffee Brown.
Coffee.
A Coffee Brown is, that's the
that's her character.
That's an R&B group. Coffee Brown is an R&B group.
Yeah, you were way off.
Okay,
now I knew something was Coffee Brown though. But yeah, anyway, that's all you watched.
Yeah, because I see Raising Canaan didn't come back out, right?
Yeah, it came out Friday.
Yeah, I mean last week. I didn't.
No, it came out last week and this week. The week before that, it didn't come out.
So I didn't see. Possibly two episodes?
Yeah, I didn't watch the latest episode of Raising Canaan. I watched the one before.
It's good.
It came out last week, and the week before it didn't come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm two episodes behind then. Possibly. Definitely one.
I think that was me and you. Or maybe it was somebody at work talking about it, but it's a scene where one of Canaan homeboys come and tell him about the little midget. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the little person.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him they got killed?
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't see that
You one. Didn't see that one? Okay, so you two behind. But that guy is, the guy that told him is Blaze. I guess you would say cousin. That's his cousin's son.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
I posted him in my stories.
The little guy was throwing me off.
Why?
I don't know. Because '90s was colors. Like, you know, you had striped shirts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a little guy.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looked like a kid. Like, the shirt made him look like a kid.
Oh, they didn't dress him mature enough.
Yeah, it was.
But he was a kid, though.
Yeah, he was a kid, but.
Because Canaan is real. Canaan and him really still high school age.
His body looked kiddish.
But his face looked mannish.
He looked a grown mannish. Face.
Yeah, he got a grown face. Yeah.
Like when it's
he
a
didn't
scene,
give teenager.
When it's a scene by himself, when it's a scene by himself, he looked like a regular size. He looked like he was like 20 something. But then when he next to Canaan and them,
he looked like a,
he looked a little person.
Yeah.
But.
It was just throwing me off though. Maybe it's me.
Maybe
I'm just a jerk.
Maybe just look older. He just look old.
Nah. I wonder if I look. Do I look my age?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. You got to ask somebody.
Corey, do I look my age?
Younger.
No, but black people don't. We don't look our ages.
That's what we say.
We age like fine wine.
Yeah, you still look like little Corey to me.
No comment.
She do.
They can't bound.
I was gonna ask something.
I watched Havoc, that new movie.
Havoc.
Havoc.
What is that?
Y'all haven't seen it or
what? Who's in it?
I'm so shocked right now.
What's that, Netflix?
Yes, it's on Netflix, but it is starring Tom Hardy, Forrest Whitaker, Timothy Oliphant. How do you say his name?
Oliphant. I know you.
Yeah, Jesse Maley. It's
Havoc.
Was that in the movies?
It's Netflix.
No, Netflix.
It's a Netflix original.
It was like a Kill Bill type of.
Oh, word.
Like, his Asians are in it.
Like, oh, I haven't seen. I'm gonna watch this today.
And it's like
it came out.
You know when Asians come in the scene, the blood and it's everywhere. It's real. It's just violent. It's like a goddamn. Was that necessary?
Havoc.
I watched it with my aunt, and we were saying that the majority of the time. God damn!
Did this just come out?
To die like that on the 25th April, 3 days before
my
birthday.
Oh, yeah, release date. Yeah.
Word.
But yeah.
Give me something to watch.
It was Tom Hardy was he was kicking ass in that movie. I was actually surprised to see him so. I don't know the word I'm looking for.
Fighting?
Like agile.
That's Bane, ain't it?
Yeah, that's Bane.
No, that I know. But it was on a different kind of level in this movie.
I have like to see what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I believe his role, he's a cop or detective, something like that.
He played an assassin one time,
but
too,
he was like he was real like martial arts type stuff, but a little on the street side, but on the professional side.
He
as
got
well.
A British accent.
It was just really good. Nah,
I gotta see that. I'm gonna watch that.
It was good.
He's
I liked it.
He's in this other show. This show was called Mobland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doing his thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that too.
You did?
Yeah.
How far are you?
I'm still behind, probably.
I mean, how far are you?
He just found out. Well,
spoiler alert.
Don't spoil it, yeah.
Okay, he's hiding his family.
So you close to the...
Yeah, I'm probably three episodes behind.
Might be two.
Might be two. Yeah, yeah. That's a good show. Real good show.
Very good.
And what is that, Apple?
No, that's on Paramount Plus. So I think it would have been a Showtime show, but it's on Paramount Plus, though.
Do people really like get Paramount Plus?
I do.
You don't have no choice.
Does it come with something else?
Showtime's got rid of their app, and it went to Paramount Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
if you had Showtime's streaming service, then you had to switch over to Paramount Plus.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Because I think I was looking at. I got a new iPad, so it gave me the Apple TV, whatever. Paramount Plus is under that. Does that come with it also?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Apple TV kind of like pulls everybody. It'll tell you like, oh, do you want to continue this on here?
Yeah, it does. Because
I can watch my Max, my Peacock, everything on Apple TV.
That's how Prime does too. So I got Paramount Plus through Prime. So if you have like probably you got the Apple TV, and if you want to watch Peacock on there, it's instead of paying like the $14
for the Peacock,
you pay $2.99 to get it through.
Oh, word.
Yeah, or maybe $3.
I need to get my shit right. Corey, I need some passwords.
I got you.
You're trying to co-op it out.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes you can't co-op on everything no more.
Netflix definitely. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I remember the first time it happened.
You still can.
Oh, they catch you, though. And they shut you down if two people try to watch at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey.
Unless you got a family plan.
I'm going to figure it out.
Cause
just
I done,
hit me up.
My cousin,
I'm coming to the house.
My cousin, I let my cousin use mine. And whenever he's trying to use mine and I'm on it, it's going to shut me off. And then when I get on, it's going to shut him off with them.
We got a family plan, but it's like Disney doing it too now. Like they're like, oh, you don't seem to be in the household, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you just got to hit the person up, yo. Give me that email pass, that code that just came in. Oh, hold on.
Oh, so you got to send that verification
real quick.
Yeah, but what if you ain't need a phone and you trying to watch something?
Oh, some people I've heard them say they had the regular plan and they got caught and Netflix like shot them up to $20-something a month. Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to figure something out because I want Netflix again, but I don't want to pay.
They got a
I don't mind paying, but if
they got a cheap version. That's like
I don't want the commercials. Yeah. I hate the commercials.
Yeah.
And then they give you the dial down the 720p version instead of the 4K or the 1020.
Cause like it's crazy. Like I think that too. Like I don't want the commercials on none of them. But yeah. Hulu, when Hulu first came out, it always had commercials.
I hated Hulu then.
But I'm so used to Hulu having commercials till it don't faze me. So I don't care about paying the extra for that. But like Disney, because Disney, you can do commercials on Disney.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, they got a cheaper version of it.
They didn't have that at first.
Not at first. They switched it up. Netflix now. But on those, because I started with no commercials, I don't want to downgrade. Even Prime got commercials. Because it come with your Amazon Prime account. But I didn't upgrade my Prime. I don't mind. So, but Prime, they'll put like a bunch of commercials in the beginning of your show and a bunch of them after. So it won't like mess up your viewing experience or whatever. But yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So any of the listeners want to give up some passwords without the commercials. I don't mind going in, you know, a couple of dollars a month with you. You know,
see, a lot of people
I pay for this month. Maybe you pay for next month.
Yeah, a lot of people don't do that.
I don't mind doing that.
I think my cousin did that.
I pay
that.
For my Stars every 6 months, so.
Ooh, I got Stars too.
Good to go.
I got Stars for the low. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my homie that got Disney, but she won't upgrade.
I got Disney.
I keep telling her, like, yo, I give $3, just upgrade.
To the family?
upgrade to no commercials.
Oh.
Why you gonna call me?
Don't worry, I got you.
Shout out to Neek from Relationship Status. I had her Stars thing for a while, but something happened I guess she had too many devices on it or something, and you know what I'm saying? I ain't want to go through, like,
hey, can I get it again?
Yeah, and then I still had to pass. I just got my own, but I had hers for a while. She's like, I don't even watch it. So
I love when they say that.
Because some people's like Max. If you have like HBO, you get Max for free. So
I get a discount with my phone.
I get Max for free completely with my phone plan.
Yeah, some people like that too. Like you got AT&T?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of AT&T people got that.
See, I
got
to go through mine because the other day when I was at the phone place, I told him, like, I'm spending all this money. Like, I never use promotions. Like, what promotion you got for me? Because I got a business account.
Oh.
So it was like, yeah, we got this, we got that. But I still end up leaving, not getting nothing. So I got to eventually get some. Try it out or something.
Because
I thought they did have the free Max or something like that.
All of the phone places got some free
kind of
something,
TV, right?
Who you got?
Verizon.
They have free. They got the Disney shit like Hulu. Mm-hmm. You get Hulu, Disney Plus, and like ESPN Plus. You can get them for the low.
Okay, I need
you
to
get
work
that
on
whole
that.
Little package or whatever. But
I need to work on that today.
Everybody still hates Chris.
Everybody.
On the cartoon.
Hates
you watched that?
I watched a couple I watched one episode. I watched the episode and a half. It's about the same as the show.
Yeah.
Just animated so they can do a little more stuff with it and like cut scenes and stuff. But it's the same. Most of the same voices.
It's not him.
No, it's not him because he's too old now.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's any of the kids. Like, all of the adults the same, like the dude from across the street, the dude that used to always limit bar a dollar.
Little dude from across the street?
Yeah, that dude, Mr. Omar, he the same.
Oh, okay.
Terry Crews and Tashina Arnold, they the same. I think the teacher the same.
I think I watched one episode.
Where they, like, he had to ride the bus to school?
The first episode.
Yeah, that's the first episode.
When it first came out, I checked it out, tried it.
I forgot about it. Then I heard it was on, like, BET Plus or something. But I saw it this morning on Paramount, so I watched it on Paramount Plus. So,
oh, wow.
It's cool. That and we talk about Raising Kanan and doing Mobland. That's what I watched. I did go see Sinners, though.
I was going to ask you, did you go?
Oh, I got to go see
it. I knew you was going to go see it. Did you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
That joint was good. I liked it.
Out of 10?
Maybe a...
Don't say it.
Between 7 and an 8 out of 10.
Don't say 7. There's so many people saying like 10. I thought maybe you'd give it an 8.
Nah, I give it a 7.
That's why he said 7-8.
7 or 8. Yeah. 7 or 8. Because like the history shit of it, like I guess because of the movie, like it was some Asian people in it. And then like before I saw the movie,
yeah,
it was a video of like Asian people in Mississippi, and they were telling their story or whatever about how, and it to her, I guess for the lady telling it thought she was doing something good, but she was like, they would have a store on one side of the street and a store on the other side of the street. One of their stores was for black people, one of the stores for white people, whatever. They were still kind of fucked up.
When? Back? How far back?
Like in the 20s and 30s.
Oh, word?
Yeah, like the lady, you could tell she grew up in Mississippi. Like she had like, she's like, if you close your eyes, she sounded like a Mississippi person.
Black person.
Nah, Mississippi white person.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, she sounded like a Mississippi white person to me. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, it was good. That, I'm trying to think why I give it a 7. I don't know. I think they could have did a little. Like, all the acting was good. Michael B. Jordan, that was his best acting role.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. What else? I don't think it had as much violence as I thought it would. Like, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was going to be, like, way most. It was kind of spooky because of the music. But it was more like a vampire movie than a spirit movie.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah, so, I heard a lot of people kept mixing it up for horror. They were like, oh, there was going to be more crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't as crazy. I'm glad it wasn't like spirit. It is some spirit stuff in there. But it like
it's
how
more
they was
vampiric.
Yeah, they were making it like it was like a straight demon movie. Mm-hmm. When it really was like, if you know vampire shit, you will know all of the vampire tropes. Especially like, it's going to be an early thing that happened in the movie if you don't see it. You will recognize, oh, this is a vampire movie. When this early thing happened.
I can't wait to go see it.
Did you see that movie with, what's the guy that played Ghost? Hardwick.
No, Harden. I didn't.
You know?
He doing the bending. That's the only one I've seen him in.
What?
Yeah, you know,
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson movie. That scene where she was like, oh.
So you let a man bend you over.
What?
He was like.
And he said, ain't nobody bend me over. Mm-hmm. Oh. So you doing the bending, something like that.
You never seen that movie?
What the hell are y'all talking about?
It's a,
what? It's so many like.
What movie was it?
Couple,
How to Get. No.
It was
a Tyler Perry movie.
It was.
That's why I didn't see it.
For Color Girls.
That was For Color Girls?
I feel like it was For Color Girls.
Yeah. I was talking about the spirit one with him and.
Nah.
I think Monique.
Monique?
Yeah, it was like a spiritual movie.
Like, oh, it came out in like the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I didn't see it.
I'm surprised Corey didn't see that then.
What?
The movie.
What is it called?
I don't know.
Google it, your friend.
Go ahead while y'all talking.
So yeah, that will happen. So while you look that up, we got an email.
All right.
Got an email from the homie Philly. Shout out to Philly. And it's from the Because She's Dark Skinned episode, he says, Yo Bull, Yo L, Yo Corey, Sergio Tacchini is definitely some 80s, 90s dope boy attire. Only right people who drove Beamers with BBS is warm. Mm-hmm. He said, man, the Acura Legend Coupe was my dream car when I was a young bull, from the ages like 5 to 10. That John was like a Rolls Royce or a Maybach to me.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't gonna hold you. Sight unseen, do-rag fest sounds like an episode from Boondocks. Extreme nigga shit. Nah, see, it's more artsy nigga shit. It ain't like just hood shit. Like, the people you gonna see there, it gonna be niggas. It ain't gonna be no hood type niggas there.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
He said, free Uncle Shay Shay. I know he isn't booked, but he's not guilty. Shit. Hopefully this situation doesn't cost him the reported $100 million deal he was up for. Oh, that deal is done. What else? Well, it was something else he said. The one thing in that in the text messages that the lady said when she was like, I asked you not to go in my ass raw, and he did it anyway.
Wait, whoa.
What?
That's
me up. Yeah. So, you know Shannon Sharp, the situation with Shannon Sharp, right?
I keep hearing, I haven't heard the full thing, but what's I just recently heard he was in some shit.
Go back to the episode there.
Nah, so, you gotta tell me something.
So he was he got a woman was gonna come out, I think she's 20. They started dealing when she was 19.
Okay. I heard about that
so
part.
She first tried to come out anonymously, but Shannon and his team said who she was.
Mm-hmm.
She released text messages from him, and then one of the text messages, she sent him a text message, and she was like, she sent him a text message and she said something like, last night when we were having sex, I asked you to use a condom before we did anal, but you didn't use a condom, and I don't like how that feels, or something. Or, you know, you took advantage of me, or something like that. You should have, you know, not did it. So technically, if a woman say use a condom, and you don't use a condom, that's rape. And so, even if all the other stuff, like, cause she said that he forced her to have sex some other times or whatever, he was very aggressive with her. It was a voicemail of she recorded him talking. And he was saying some shit like, if you do such and such, I'm a choke your ass out. Like, she released that or whatever. So even if none of the other shit is out of context, if he did have sex with her without a condom and she asked him to use a condom, that's still rape. So he'll be guilty of that at the least. All the other shit she accused him of or whatever, his people came out with a story that said, well, they said they offered her $10 million to be quiet. Or whatever, to drop whatever she was gonna do, and she turned it down. She didn't say that. He said that. She's suing him for $50 million. But his team came out with the $10 million. Like, yeah, we did offer her $10 million. So even if none of the other stuff is true, why would you offer her $10 million if you ain't did nothing wrong?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the not using the condom thing.
What's her name, Michelle?
Nope. Oh.
Do you want me to choke you?
It's a woman that came. I was listening to a podcast. I meant to find an article, but I was listening to something else. And a woman named Michelle did come out against Shannon. It's a white lady.
We know that. All of them are going to be.
Well, if you listen to the thing, she didn't sound white, though. But.
I mean, how was she?
Oh, I know a black moan when I hear one. But she came out like he sexually assaulted her back in the day. It was some wild shit.
That ain't the same Michelle then.
It might be.
Yeah, it might be.
It might be because they had a consensual. I want to say she said they had a consensual relationship up until some shit happened or whatever. He got accused at Fox of choking a woman, and they settled out of court for a couple $100,000, and yeah, he got some shit going. I forgot about the Michelle shit.
Yeah, you want me to choke you. That's what he said. Yeah, you want me to choke you.
Why, black man?
Yep. Fuck him. He says...
There's so many nasty women out in these streets that'll enjoy shit like that, and these men continuously violate women that don't want it.
Sound like you doing it.
No, my bad.
He says, way to edit.
I smacked shit out of somebody.
He says, way to edit High Star's email to not give away the plot to Sinners. Yeah, because I haven't seen it yet. John Elway driving a golf cart where his agent falls off and dies is some Final Destination type shit.
Wow, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's what High Star was referring to about the John Elway shit the other
week. So we definitely didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I still didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shadur got, damn, I skipped those two. Shadur got fucked around draft position wise, but it's done now. He got drafted. Now it's time to put in the work and make the team. I hope he balls out and at some point becomes a starting quarterback. Yeah. So the streets need Raising Kane and recap shows like the Snowfall Jones you and Kane did, boy. Yoshi used to do a Raising Kane's recap show, but his his co-host, he wanted to keep doing it, but they can never get their timing together. And
that was the other show, though.
Right. That was Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance. Yeah, they used to do one. See, another good episode. Can't wait to hear the next regular Liz Jones. I probably would have did it. The first couple of seasons of Raising Kanan, I was just watching it. I wasn't feeling it like I was feeling Snowfall. So that's why I didn't do one or go in with them on it.
I was feeling it. I liked the first season.
I like this season better than the rest, but maybe because I wasn't paying attention. I don't know.
Clothing. I like that's the main thing that brought me in was the 90s clothing.
And the clothing, I'm kind of torn because I don't know.
Wait, torn? Come on.
You ain't never got torn before?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey, bring her camera out.
Yeah, she's
not mine.
Okay. No, I did not.
Because it looks like a lot of the clothing, but Like Jordans is easy. The Jordans part is easy, but everybody wasn't wearing Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, they was.
No, everybody wasn't. Everybody couldn't afford Tommy Hilfiger. Everybody couldn't afford Polo.
What like, are we talking about?
All right, well,
the we clothing gotta, on Raising Canaan.
We gotta look at
yeah.
We gotta look at this era. Everybody in high school and junior high school was wearing it.
Everybody couldn't wear it.
Listen, his freaking family got money. So
but
he's
I'm saying
wear
it's
it.
More in the it's more in it than his family. Like just because like the whole group of kids not gonna wear Polo.
It was
the
boosters.
Whole group of not. It was what you call it, people, but not what I'm saying is
it's not that realistic.
I'm torn like because everybody. I'm torn because some shows they do like they go like a little extra step
mm-hmm.
to where it ain't just Polo or it ain't just Tommy Hilfiger. A nigga might have on some Carl Kanai,
yeah,
or they might have on some Chaps or something yeah. like that. But sometimes it feel like they take the easy route
and just
with
put it,
on put the
everybody.
Most popular shit. Like everybody wasn't wearing Jordans. A nigga nope. had some British Knights or something. Or some L.A. Gears.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like,
They're close. They're very close.
Yeah,
to
they're close.
The look.
But it's an easy close.
So you thinking they just basically went the easy route and just put it.
Oh, Aaliyah had that on. I'm going to put that on Jukebox. You know what I'm saying?
They did cases
TLC
like that.
Had that on. I'm going to put that on so-and-so. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, like, in my high school, 85% people was wearing the stuff they have on there.
Every day?
Every day. For real. Because, like, you could not go to school with something that was half-assed and not get
Jones. Everybody can't afford that. You might get Jones a couple times, but
nah,
you know
the
who
ones
can't
that,
afford
the
it.
The ones that could afford it wasn't, as you can say, the popular ones.
Mm-hmm.
Popular kids, everybody had it.
Mm.
Hated high school.
Like, he's hanging out with, you know.
He's hanging out with dope boys.
There you go. So they definitely going to have it on.
Some of them.
They're going to have it on. And she was a booster. She was.
She had stopped, though.
Nah,
she was.
That first season.
The first season, she definitely was. Yeah.
She definitely was.
But I just, you know, that's just my only gripe.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, it looked good on the surface, but then you like, hold up.
Everybody was.
Everybody ain't
shit
that fly.
No.
Everybody ain't that fly.
Even when people had money, they just wasn't wearing it. Like,
yeah.
People had their own style, especially yeah. in New York.
But it's, you know, it is a bit nostalgic. But
it gotta add fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah. How we got on that? Them clothes.
Raising Canaan.
Just recap. I'm talking. And
you still haven't finished that?
Yeah, that was the end of the email. Yeah.
We was talking about the BBSs.
Or something else, though. Yeah.
Yep. Well,
yeah. Shout out to y'all. Oh, no, we was talking about doing a recap and all that. You said the thing that you really like about it was the clothes.
Yeah, the clothes.
That was
man.
It. Yeah. I think I liked the. Like Snowfall because it came from like a real story. You know what I'm saying? Somebody was saying something about this show kind of like mirrors 50's life.
It does.
Yeah.
So I thought it was supposed to be Kanan.
Kanan is 50.
Kanan is 50.
No, I'm saying 50 Cent real life like Curtis Jackson.
I
thought it was supposed
to
be Kanan the character's life. I don't want to hear 50 Cent life again.
No, technically Kanan is 50.
You remember he got killed? 50 Cent was in the Ghost?
Yeah, he got killed on Ghost, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying what I'm saying is the act of Kanan, I don't want the act of Kanan life to follow 50 life too.
Yeah. It's
again,
like,
so his mama was
that?
A drug dealer, his mama get killed, he get raised by his grandmama. Well, look, no, it can't because his grandma dies on this, so.
The,
the
friends
they tweaked it.
And stuff like that. Like, they have old pictures of 50.
That's what you said,
friends.
One of them dudes, was it you? No, I was at work and somebody was like, Lou?
Yeah.
It's a picture of a guy that looked like, this the real Lou right here. I was like, man.
Oh, that was
shit.
Me. It was, it was the real Joey Badass. What's Unique.
Oh, yeah,
was
that
a
was
real
it.
Unique. Yeah, that's what it
I
was.
Don't want to see that shit. I want it to be fiction. Because when is Tommy going to come in? When is Ghost going to come in?
They don't need Tommy in it.
They do, because they all of them meet up.
I know, but his damn, you don't watch his trash. Show?
It's coming back. I stopped on like the second season. I don't need to watch White Power. Oh.
Remember? Yeah, I stopped season two. Like, I watched season two, and then...
You watched season two of White Power?
Mm-hmm.
I watched all of it, but I would...
He got two seasons?
Yeah.
Huh. I stopped on like episode two or three of the first season.
For real?
Nah, yeah. It was good. He wasn't... They didn't make him the same Tommy as he was in Ghost. He was definitely pulled back.
Well, that's good. He got to change.
Yeah.
Y'all were asking me something about, I thought y'all was going to say, would I sell to a certain type of person earlier? I think it was like Friday, one of the white associates came. He was like, man, I feel bad, man. I feel real bad. I was like, why? He's like, man, my customer, man, he sat down at my desk, you know, we going through the sale, he signing the paperwork. And I looked down at his leg and he had a swastika on his leg, man. I was like, he got green fucking money. So I hope you got all the money from that mother.
Right.
I was like, shit.
I would have added stuff.
I was like, I sold a brand new truck to this dude. He had on a short sleeve shirt. He had a Confederate flag on his tattoo.
But he wanted to work with you, right?
He had no fucking choice. And I was like, yes, sir. Have a good day, sir. Hope you enjoy your truck. Like,
you didn't dance away from me.
I ain't dance.
I wasn't dancing.
I put some sand on the ground. I don't give a fuck. Long as you don't say nothing crazy to me.
Right.
Hello, my
I'm gonna show that good customer service.
Hello, yeah. My good times. Yep.
I mean, yes, they sir. Know what they walking into.
Yeah. It's, they ain't got too much choice at my job. It's a whole lot of colored folk there.
All yeah. them lots.
Yeah.
But oh that's why I'm like, I don't think they.
It is one black lady though. The most racist, I guess you could say, is racist or prejudice or whatever. But it's a white dude. He look like a biker. He got like a big beard and all of that. Tattoos mm-hmm. all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they needed somebody to help, and he walked up, and she looked him up and down. I was like, mm-mm. I was like, damn.
Because he was white?
Maybe because he was white, maybe because of how he looked. But, I mean, he had the shirt tucked in and all of that. He just had a beard and tattoos all over the place.
He ended up being a cool dude?
No, I mean, he cool, but the lady just didn't want to work with him.
That's crazy.
Because of how he looked, I guess. I don't know. But yeah.
He judged the book by his cover.
Yep. But,
right. Welcome to America. America!
Speaking of America, I guess we'll talk about some of these articles before we get out of here.
What's going on?
Y'all been I ain't been keeping up with nothing, but I did hear Puffy about they're doing jury selection
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Yeah.
A
couple people had to get out.
Yeah, I did hear one guy.
Yeah, re-choose a couple people.
Yeah, I did. I heard him on the radio. They were saying that one guy, they said they had to pick him because he said he thought Puffy was a horrible person. So they got him out of it.
It was a couple I heard that end up being tied in.
Oh, really?
To either worked for him or had somebody that worked for him at a time. So I think they switched out like three people.
Mm. I saw this one article that said one of the key witnesses does not live near New York City. I said they may not. I don't know if it's a he or she. It said they may not make it to New York to testify against Puffy. So that might be a victory for him. So, and that's a key witness. Said the witness planned on describing the woman as someone who had been abused and sexually exploited by Diddy.
She all of a sudden can't make it.
Mm-hmm. He or she
took that money.
I guess it is mm-hmm. she.
Somebody stopped by the house one night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's good news for Diddy.
Well, they call that witness tampering.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Somebody else who got accused, y'all.
Oh
yeah.
Who else?
Smokey Robinson.
Yeah. No.
He's being sued by former female employees.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Alleging sexual battery and sexual assault. The women are asking for a trial with general damages for several allegations of no less than $50 million. It says four Jane Doe's filed a lawsuit against Robinson and his wife, Frances, in an L.A. Superior Court on Tuesday, all making similar claims that he sexually assaulted them during their employment as housekeepers at his Chatsworth, California residence.
Dag.
Now, old school Smokey, you know, cruising and all of that stuff, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't believe it. But after his, not his last album, but the album before last. Have y'all heard about that album?
I seen him on the stage humping and doing all sorts of crazy shit.
So, Corey Sin, the name of his album that came out in 2023 was Gasms. That's the name of the album. The track one.
Hold on, why you had to point me out?
Because you hadn't heard about it. So track one was called Gasms.
Gasms.
Track two, How You Make Me Feel. Track three, I Want to Know Your Body.
What?
He's too old for
track
that.
Track four, I Keep Calling You.
You got to, oh, R. Kelly wrote much. This joint.
Track five, Roll Around. Dennis Beside You.
Wait, what?
Inside?
No, beside you. Hold on.
Wait, Roll Around, then it's beside you? Mm-hmm. Is it one whole or that's two tracks?
That's two tracks.
Oh, okay.
Track seven, If We Don't Have Each Other. Track eight, You Fill Me Up. And track nine, the last track on Smokey Robinson's
Who's filling him up?
2023 album, Gasms. The last track is I Fit In There.
No, not that's I Fit In There.
Yeah, so. It's a freaky ass nigga.
Yeah, it's a freaky. Did you see him humping though?
No, I did not see those old humps.
He'd be like,
oh, yeah, I think I did. He had on the jeans.
He looked terrible.
On
the
jean jacket. Oh,
he looked like he looked horrible.
Smokey, you're going down.
What's the last track?
I Fit In There.
I Fit In There. How do you even put that in a sentence? How do you put that in a song?
I Fit In There. I'll show you a play some of it.
I was about to say, pull up the lyrics or something. No. Play something for us or pull up a lyric because I got to hear.
Let me see.
Something.
I fit in there.
That's crazy.
It probably sounded corny too.
It's all of it guaranteed to sound corny.
I think Gasms was
kind of
hard.
Yeah, but I saw him hump. He humped a few times. I feel like he was in like a black leather suit.
Not
leather suit, but like a black leatherish outfit. Or it was like some sheer something he was humping.
You want to hear I Fit In
Air.
There?
I Fit In There. Why are you looking for it? I found that movie also. Oh, you got it.
I Fit In There. Smokey Robinson. 2023. Oh, it sounds like a...
It's Clarence
Carter.
It sounds
like a
Carter.
Boots on the Ground song.
It's Clarence Carter. Stroking.
I'm going to skip up a little bit.
This is Stroking.
Is this an instrumental?
Nah. You know, they got to start... It takes a while.
This is 2 minutes in.
I think you missed that. No.
There we go.
One whole day.
He sound old.
One whole life. Me? I don't have a crystal ball. I can't do future reads, but I know when it comes to all.
Where did they get this from?
B, shut up.
Yeah,
I can't keep playing it.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
He's about to climax. He's about to say something crazy.
Oh, I know. I was waiting.
He sound like the late.
I'm sorry I said shut up. I didn't mean that.
No. You meant it, nigga. shout out to Smokey Robinson.
I wanted to hear that.
You can play it. Gasms.
Gasms.
Gasms. Speaking of old.
That's nasty.
This ain't nasty though.
I'm just talking about Smokey. He's just not ugh.
In I Ain't Had Nothing Better To Do news, an 80-year-old man fulfills his promise to himself and graduates from South Carolina State University. Linwood Riddick, he graduated on Friday. What did he he drove from Somerville to Orangeburg every day to earn his degree. What did he get his degree in? They don't say what he got his degree in. I don't think he got a real degree.
He probably did. He
graduated with a BA in music.
Oh, that's nice.
Shout out to Mr. Riddick. Somebody great granddaddy. Shout out to him. Let's see what else happened. Another sexual assault news. The Game. So a few years ago, The Game got he was found guilty of sexual assault. That was back in 2019. Now a judge ordered him to, don't pay me no fucking attention.
No, it's out.
A judge has ordered
the rap
star. He over
here showing me Smokey pumping the air. No, you stop
ordered
reading
him to pay
and listen to what I'm saying.
$7.1 million in damages. Y'all don't pay me attention, I ain't gonna pay y'all no attention. So he's forced to sell his home in Calabasas, California in order to cover the debt.
Yeah, nasty nigga.
When did that come out? That was recent?
Yeah, this just came out May 6th. That's when the article dropped.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he was found guilty in 2019 and he had to pay $7.1 million. So in order to pay it, he got to sell one of his houses.
So he was found guilty before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like the game too.
I don't.
I like the game. You don't like him?
Not anymore.
I mean.
Yeah, he was caught on like camera trying to finger this girl. When he was on a
like finger like this, she go or finger
what
like
what the fuck? What the hell do you mean? There she go.
Like that's how you finger
you
somebody.
You sound like a mob boss or something.
Hey. What
he fingered the guy.
He's
on the stoolie.
Go.
He's on the stage. He's on the stand fingering everybody.
Yeah. So yeah, he has a pet. Yeah, but he was it was one of the contestants, and he was like, they was like sitting on the grass, and he like, you know, was trying to grow
a contestant.
Her.
Wait, was that?
Yeah, he had a show.
That was
on VH1 called For the Love of the Game.
Wasn't that Carucci or one of them?
Wasn't Carucci.
It was another famous girl though, right? I remember that scene on the grass. It was like a hill, right? I think it was like a hill.
I didn't see it. I'm glad I didn't see it.
Yeah, I think
that was, it was on Hill. Yeah,
yeah, I seen that. That was they was all hugged up and doing stuff.
They
together.
Was, yeah, but she didn't want him to, you know, finger her.
She didn't get up either.
I mean, she probably was scared or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you don't get up and run for the hills,
right?
Don't mean you wanted it.
They was already on the hills. So I don't know.
I'm glad you caught that. Yeah. There you go.
That's crazy. I remember that. That was like Carucci or somebody.
It wasn't Carucci.
No.
It wasn't?
No.
Well, shit.
We're telling you it wasn't Carucci.
Well, it was Carucci's sister.
Matter of fact, her name was Priscilla Rainey.
Priscilla Rainey.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The incident that he got, we did see that, but he didn't get in trouble about the lifting the skirt, but it wasn't Carucci though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
He got
so he didn't okay, that wasn't
that the, didn't result in that.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah. In other news, remember the guy Liam Payne from that
One Direction.
Mm-hmm. Remember he like killed himself?
Yeah.
Well, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
I think he fell out the building or something like that. Because he was drunk.
Yeah.
Jumped or
something unfortunate.
So I found it interesting that his $32 million estate would be left behind to his to the mother of his 8-year-old son.
Oh wow.
Yep.
So whatever happened to talking about leaving money, whatever happened to the Gene Hackman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, I think. What did they say? The kids don't get the money.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it goes to charity.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
What?
And the thing was, if his wife died within 6 months after him, I guess he sees it as something weird because his wife was so much younger than him.
Wow.
So then nobody's getting no money. That means he didn't trust his family at all.
Yeah, they didn't fuck with him.
I think the last time we talked about it, the family still didn't come and
claim the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
That's unfortunate.
Let's see what else. Yeah, we got time for a couple more. Well, one more story at least. We got some new laws in South Carolina.
What is it?
Are they gun laws?
One is you get a stiffer penalty for running from the police.
Who's running?
Like if you're driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Car chase.
Yeah, one of the representatives said, innocent people cannot continue to die and be injured because we have given that decision to chase or not to chase to an officer because someone violates the city code. So that's one bill that got passed about stricter limits on when officers can pursue. And then another one is something that would criminalize revenge porn. So sharing
Out time.
I know they had that rule in California, but now it's here. So if you share somebody's naked pictures without their consent, you'll get punished. The penalties will vary based on the offender's intent, with harsher punishment for those who deliberately share images that cause harm. Says somebody said, well, one of the people that sponsored the bill said, if it's a mistake or just an innocent 18-year-old kid in the locker room showing his buddy's pictures, he really probably didn't mean harm to someone, so that's not a felony. But when you start sending it out and showing other people, then that becomes a felony. So yeah, shout out to some new laws.
Would you ever do that?
Revenge porn?
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah, right.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't even show the naked pictures of people.
Yeah, you know, I don't think any of us would do that.
Unless it's this picture I got of Megan Good.
Everybody got that.
Yep. Yep.
Ridiculous.
You want to see it?
No.
Yeah, I could tell by the twinkle in your eye you want to see it.
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Shout out to Megan. shout out to her new nigga.
What new nigga?
You know she got that man, Jonathan Majors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was another new nigga.
No.
Nah, they married.
Shout out to them and their union. Y'all got anything? Oh, yeah, they are married, ain't it?
Yeah.
Y'all got anything else before y'all get out of here?
I got nada.
What about you, L?
Nah, I think we good.
Mm-hmm. I got one more thing.
We ain't leaving, though. Don't, if you listening, don't go.
Why,
yet.
What?
Go ahead. What you gonna do? Go ahead.
You trying to segue my own thing when I just segued it myself?
Hey, go ahead, segue.
Look at this nigga here.
Segue it.
You and your secret.
Segue it.
You and your goddamn secret meetings. You gonna discuss you and your secret meetings?
I did bar today.
What?
I did bar today.
Oh.
I did bar today.
Hey. I missed something.
Good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
Fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Oh. This one takes us to Sharpsville, Pennsylvania. A 30-year-old woman. Well, I'll just read the article. A woman was accused of buying car insurance minutes after a crash and then filing a claim. 30-year-old Savannah Laurel May Steindorf is facing felony and misdemeanor charges after she allegedly tried to defraud an insurance company after an accident that occurred on January 3rd. Citing a criminal complaint from the Pennsylvania Office of Attorney General, the station reported that Steindorf contacted Progressive Insurance and obtained coverage for a 2017 Ford Escape at 1:27 p.m. that same day. At a later time, Steindorf contacted Progressive to report that her vehicle had been involved in a collision and allegedly stated that the crash occurred at 1:50 p.m. Steindorf told the agent that the crash had occurred 20 minutes after she obtained her policy. Court docs reviewed by WFMJ reportedly showed that Progressive reached out to the mother of the other driver involved, who said her daughter had taken pictures of the damage at the scene. The metadata attached to the photos allegedly showed that their images were captured at 1:20 p.m. 7 minutes after Steindorf obtained an insurance policy to cover her Ford Escape. Hold up. They mean 7 minutes before.
Before, yeah.
Yeah, they mean 7 minutes before. A probable cause affidavit alleges that Steindorf admitted to authorities that her Escape was uninsured at the time of the crash and that she obtained insurance coverage only afterward.
Uh-huh, she ran off.
Nah, she didn't run off.
She didn't?
She just got it right there.
She called right there and said, let me add insurance.
I probably did it on an app or something.
Mm-hmm.
Got insurance and then called later and then got the claim.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because she didn't leave because they had the information. So they contacted the person she hit and they sent her pictures. She was charged with the following: false, fraudulent, incomplete insurance claim, third degree felony, criminal attempt, theft by deception, first degree misdemeanor. She got locked up and was given a $15,000 bail.
She ain't gonna be able to get insurance with nobody.
She had to get a SR-22 or something.
Yep, you're right.
Mm. She might not be able to get insurance with nobody. Because
as soon as she call up and they run it, that's gonna come up.
Yep, she probably have to get all her cars and somebody's name from now on.
What's the name of that, the general? She got to go through the general.
Nope, the general use Progressive. The general is a Progressive company.
Yeah.
They either Progressive or Geico. They like it be seeming like they be like small time or whatever, but they be like linked, like what is another one? Elephant Insurance.
Yeah.
They link to like Progressive. Like it's a lot of them. They either link to Progressive or Geico or they always be linked to one of them big ones. They have to get like crazy. What was one cheap one I saw? Like Rock Insurance or some shit. Like, yeah, she had to get some damn bullshit. But that would I ask it. Well, you don't never know why she was driving without insurance. You know what I'm saying? Could have been too high for her. Or, it happens. You know,
could have been a day out.
Yep. Yep. But anyway, that's it. Y'all got anything else?
You asked us that already.
Just want to make sure something might come to mind. Look at this nigga right here. This smart ass nigga right here. She done told me to shut up.
Nigget, thank you.
Yeah, Nigget.
Nigget. Yeah. Corey, let my everybody dad. Know where they can find you on social media.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Corey Sin.
El, where can they find you?
You can find me at EL Murphy on Facebook, and you can catch me at the Digital Studios Podcast. And you catch me here last week's episode.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram and on YouTube at DJ Blaze Show. At any rate, it's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.
Peace. Let those who have ears listen. Whoa, F-U-S-B.